Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week so far on the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ and how that impacts our life today. I haven't gotten to the practical aspect yet of how that impacts our life and your life as a believer, but I'd like for you to think about that. We've been working on getting there this week. How does the resurrection of Jesus Christ impact your life today? What does it mean to you today? Does it mean anything? What does Jesus' resurrection have to do with your walk with God today? That beautiful, beautiful, powerful resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, how does that affect you and me today as a believer? I began by sharing about how different life was for folks back in Bible days and even in third world countries today, how there's the lack of electricity in those places and medical professionals and so on, how different our culture is from them. And it was not uncommon back in Bible days or today in third world countries for people to be bowing down to gods made of wood and metal and stone and mud. To us, that seems ridiculous, but to them, it's their life. When they have a dry year, when they have a child with appendicitis, they have nowhere to go. They pray diligently and desperately to their gods. We don't have to do that. Not at all. Those of us who are born again, who are believers in Christ, can pray to the God of heaven, the Creator God who made us. He hears and answers prayer. And maybe he doesn't answer our prayer the way we think he should, but he knows what is best. But what does that have to do with the resurrection power of Christ in our lives today? I shared with you yesterday three different incidences in the New Testament about Paul, who spoke to the Greeks on Mars Hill in Acts, and then to the Ephesian church in chapter 2 in Ephesians, and then into the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15, how that Christ has made us alive. He has quickened us, made us alive together through the resurrection power of God, and has raised us up and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ is risen from the dead. He became the first fruits of them that slept. Since through Adam man died, now in Christ shall all be made alive spiritually. I want to share with you yet one more scripture out of Philippians that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. Paul, we get a bit of a glimpse here in this verse, in this chapter here. Paul shares his heart with the church there, a number of the desires of his heart. And in chapter 3, verse 10, I want to read that scripture from the Amplified version of the Bible there. It just really makes that verse come alive. What Paul was sharing here, and get the words of this. He says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him," speaking of God, "that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection." And then the verse goes on there, but I'm going to stop with that right there. That is just incredible. That's what I want to know as well, and I hope you do too, that we may know progressively, more deeply, and more intimately be acquainted with God, recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more clearly, and in the same way we might come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. You might be asking by this time, okay, so what is that resurrection power? Well, I believe, folks, it is the grace that God gives us for the situations that we face every day in life. I'm going to just give you a couple of brief scenarios to give you a picture of what I'm talking about. And I want to share with you from perhaps maybe from a mother or a wife's perspective here, first of all, then I'll get to you dads and husbands. But for a mom, maybe you're having a good day and things are going very well for you. The children are all feeling well and they're doing whatever they're going about. Maybe they're outside playing. Maybe they're just having a good time getting along. Things are going so well. The ironing is finished, and your work for the day is going so good, and you just feel incredibly blessed, and you're just basking in that, and you feel loved by your husband, and just things seem to be going so well. Do you think, wow, I'm so lucky today. This is so great. I just love it. Is that what you think? Hopefully not. If you're experiencing the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in your life, you will think this way. I believe instead of thinking how lucky you are, instead you would think this way. Out from the depths of your heart and soul should come forth a song of praise, a prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving to God for how your day is going. No, you didn't have anything to do with it. God did. He's giving you and blessing you with a day that's going supremely well. He's allowing you to enjoy the blessings of life, and you'd better thank God for it. Out of your heart can flow a song of praise, a prayer of praise, of gratitude and thanksgiving and recognizing that God loves you, and he's allowing you to enjoy that blessing that day, all those blessings on that day. Not every day goes so well. But you know, you've been there. Husbands, too, you've had good days. Please don't ever think, wow, this is my lucky day. Who's lucky? Help me understand who lucky is. No, God is blessing you. Those blessings are from God, and you do well to give him thanks for it. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ can well up in your life right at those moments. With a song of praise, maybe tears running from your eyes as you sing, just thanking and worshiping God for his goodness, for his love, for his mercy. Or as you pray to him and just bowing your heart in thanksgiving and adoration and praise to him, that's the resurrection power of Christ at work in your life. Now there's other ways too, and I'll talk about that. But I think I'll leave that for today. And we'll come back and visit this subject again tomorrow. God bless you. May you experience his power in your life today.